Yoakum, and let's talk. A substantial amount of sugar beet acres were left in the Red River Valley last fall, not harvested. And so now, through a collective, I guess, effort between University of Minnesota Extension and NDSU Extension, you researchers and specialists have put together an article that's called What to Seed or Not to Seed. And so when we start thinking about this process and what to seed or what not to seed on those leftover sugar beet acres, where should farmers start this thought process?
Well, first of all, you know, none of us in the extension services at either NDSU or University of Minnesota really do trials where we actually have trial data that provides some of these answers. But we do have some parallel situations like beet tailings. And there has been small, basically observational trials and errors made over the years. And so we kind of put that all together and put our thoughts on paper. And with that, our conclusion is that, you know, we know that the beets are going to, as they decompose, they're going to tie up some of the nitrogen. And that probably requires 20 to 30 pounds of extra nitrogen in the case of corn or in the case of small grains. We know that if you work the fields and you dig up the beets, basically, that creates a lot of problems the seed itself and later on with anything else that you want to do in those fields. And so we really recommend that you absolutely minimize the amount of tillage. And we're in a fortunate situation that we do have, in a way, controlled traffic. A lot of operators, you know, work with GPS equipment. And having said that, we can offset, you know, our row crop planters 11 inches from where the sugar beets were and build directly into what we could call a stale seed bed. The challenges then become, obviously, how do you place fertilizer? And with corn, we have the flexibility that we can actually side dress later in the season. With soybeans, you know, obviously, we don't need to apply nitrogen. We still have to apply P and K, depending on the soil test values. And so that makes things a little easier. In the case of small grains, obviously, most of the small grains aren't on 22-inch rows. But with the equipment, we can seed it. The challenge there is more so with how nitrogen basically affects quality at the end of the season. And one of the things eventually that nitrogen that's tied up by a decomposing beets will become available to the plant. And that's one of the reasons why it's a little riskier to consider barley over either oats or wheat. Because in the case of barley, you don't want to have the crop go too high in protein. In wheat, obviously, that's less of an issue. We don't struggle to get to 14 pro. In the case of barley, we don't want to get it over much over 12.5% protein. And so that late flush of nitrogen would risk getting the barley too high in protein. Oats, that's not a concern. And so we kind of summarized all those things in this article, and each of us contributed a little bit to it. The final one, which is there's two smaller issues that our worst case scenarios, even though very little we've ever seen of this, it is possible. And one of those is that if you use Stinger copyright last year, that there might be enough copyright leaching out basically into the soil that if you plant soybeans, you get basically damage to the soybeans or dry beans for that matter, or sunflowers. If the beets were shielded from really killing frost and, you know, with snow, we actually might get some bolters. and those tend to be pretty sturdy plants and a little bit more difficult to kill as volunteer beets. And so those are two more extreme potentials, but we figure we better mention it rather than not mention it at all. But the likelihood is relatively small.
You know anything on this topic or just topics that's similar to this yokum? Because I think you covered everything pretty good.
All I'm hoping for is an earlier spring, because that allows all this, this decomposition to start, and that will make for a much easier spring and a much easier season compared to last year. This rain this past overnight really helped, change my yard already and make some of the snow disappear, and this weekend's forecast looks good too. So, and if we get a good melt now, hopefully we can start thinking of field work in another 2 to 3 weeks.